mid-June, and the sun has pretty much taken over the sky, but we do have some nice lineups of stars and planets. In the pre-dawn sky, Venus is still a morning star in the east, and now the Pleiades star cluster is within 10 degrees, that's 20 full moon widths, of the planet. The Pleiades start out to the left of Venus, but Earth's orbital motion makes them climb above Venus by the end of the month. You'll probably want to get out shortly after 4 in the morning, and the later in the month you go out, the higher the Pleiades will be and the darker the sky behind them. If you have to pick one day, try Tuesday, June 24th. On that morning, a waning crescent moon will be close to Venus, so you'll get all three objects. The last full week in June will be great for watching the evening sky because the moon won't interfere. We have 5 bright objects, starting low in the southeast and moving west. First is Antares, the bright red star in Scorpius, then Saturn, next Spica, the brightest star in Virgo, then Mars, and finally, low in the west, Regulus, the brightest star in Leo. You'll have to look, shortly after 10 o'clock, but not much later if you want to catch all 5. Leo is a spring constellation, and Regulus is moving toward the western horizon, and it's going to disappear not too much later. Also, Mars is about 10 degrees from Spica and closing in on it. In July, it passes Spica. Jupiter is all but lost in the sun's afterglow, but it's been in the news lately because its famous Great Red Spot is shrinking. The Great Red Spot is an oval-shaped storm, an anticyclone, and it's in the atmosphere of Jupiter, a perennial favorite of amateur astronomers. Its long axis was about 25,000 miles long back in the late 19th century, but in 1979, there were flybys of the Voyager 1 and 2 spacecraft, and they measured it as 14,500 miles across. Now, an estimate from the Hubble Space Telescope puts it at only 10,250 miles across, so it's less than half as wide as it used to be, and it's becoming circular. No one knows why it's shrinking. And the next measurements will have to wait till this fall when Jupiter reappears in the morning sky. Also, NASA's Juno spacecraft is on its way and will get to Jupiter in 2016. So maybe then we'll learn why this beautiful blemish on the face of our largest planet may one day be gone. On a brighter note, the summer solstice arrives on the 21st at 5:51 a.m. At that moment, the sun will be over the Tropic of Cancer, and an observer floating directly between Earth and the sun would see the Earth lighted from the Antarctic Circle to the North Pole and beyond it to the Arctic Circle on the other side of the planet. That's all for now, and happy star watching.